Blog Talk Radio.
This is Reservator Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Praise the Lord. On this Sunday evening. Thank you, Lord, for you all that are tuning me in. I thank God for you. I thank the Lord. I'm dealing with today. Let me see. My top today is Bless Me the Land of Living. I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. This is Cedar Prosperity Broadcast. This is Reservator Harris. I come to you every Sunday evening. From 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. praying, talking about Jesus, and trying to inspire you. So many of y'all, you need prayer. You listen to this broadcast for prayer. So I pray all through the broadcast for prayer. It might not hit you, one of them, but one of these days, that prayer is going to hit you right in the right spot where you are hurting, where you are having problems, or whatever. It's going to hit the right spot. Keep on praying. The only thing I need to do is keep on praying. It's going to hit the right spot in somebody. It's going to hit the right spot in you. You said it. Look, and you don't tell about it sometimes. A lot of times. You don't tell people your problem a lot of times. They don't know what's going on. But you let that prayer come through. You can feel it. You don't have to say a word. You can feel it. You can feel when that anointing hits that body, hit those organs, that what you've been having problems with, hit that heart, hit that chest. Hit those arthritis, those fingers and everything started straighten out. Oh, yeah. You might not say a word, but the Holy Ghost know how to touch. And the Holy Ghost know how to deliver. You don't have to say a word. You be sitting next to somebody and listen to an anointed prayer. Oh, you can feel it. You can feel it. The only thing I want to do is be under the anointing. I just want to be under the anointing. That's all I need to be. Be under the anointing. And God will do the rest. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it. This is why you like anointed prayer, anointed singing, anointed talking. My God, what good is it? You want somebody anointed? Get up there. Anointed will break the yoke. That's the problem. There's no anointing. The anointing has left so many people in holiness. Let's deal with holiness. In holiness, they have left so many people. And the Lord knows you cannot fool the Lord. If you haven't done the job, you haven't done the thing they take to get anointed, to be anointed, to stay anointed. The Lord knows. You can't fool him. Lord, anoint me now. Anoint me now. I'm gonna teach, I'm gonna sing, anoint me now. Oh no. If you hadn't done a thing to get anointed, to be anointed, God, you just sit there. You just be singing, you just be preaching, you just be testifying itself, not in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost no fool. You can't fool the Holy Ghost. You can fool me. But you know, you say you can't fool somebody all the time. Sometimes, not all the time. Yeah, this is that better habit. I want to hit it right. I want to hit it right. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. I'm not here to smooth out anything. I'm on the lead on the line. Hallelujah. And my dealing with today is, look, okay, God is all I got. He got me on the day. He got me on the head to work under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He got me on his air to bless people. He got me on his air to bless people. I'm not in the clique. I don't know any clique. See, I'm what you call a renegade. Nobody has taken me under their wings and said, let me teach you this. You go to this broadcast and you do this and I have to learn by the Holy Ghost. 1, 2, 3. If this person tell me something, that person tell me something. But somebody take me on it. They went and trained me and teach me. No, it hasn't been there. Because you know what? Sometimes it's a little bit, sometimes it's not what they expect. And sometimes a little bit higher than they want you to go. And they don't see it that way. And sometimes a lot of jealousy come up. So you know what? I'm a renegade. Nowhere. I'm a renegade. I don't have a home. Yeah, I got a church home. I pay my tithes and offer that. But you know, less than that. Yeah, we were trained. I was trained to a certain degree because God wants you to get some type of training. But really, Seeking the Lord and everything, and this right here, I did it on my own. I'm telling you, they need me a little bit. Told Pete gave me a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I want to know. I got to learn more about the Facebook thing. I got to learn more about chat. I got to learn more about the electronic stuff. And I said, once I retire, I'm going to school. I go on the internet, I go on YouTube, and I'm learn more about this electronic stuff. I'm smarter than that. I just haven't had the time to really deal in it. But I'm gonna get it right. Oh yes, I can read and I can write. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm dealing with the. Thank the Lord that you can speak. Thank the Lord that you can hear. Thank the Lord that you can talk. Some of us take that for granted. My Lord. We take it for granted. But what about the people that can't speak and those that can't talk and those that can't hear? They don't take that for granted. You know, we disregard the handicap. We don't have any regard for the handicap at all. Some of us don't. You know why I say that? Look at the handicap parking spot. More people have gotten in their parking spot. I'm talking to somebody out there that listens to me. You know it's for the handicapped people. And you would park in their handicap. And no, you shouldn't be parking in their handicap. And you can walk good. You don't never know. You don't realize people, they're handicapped. And it's hard to walk from one end of the parking lot to the other. They try to get close by, so they know it's hard on them. But you don't care. You get in this It says handicap. But you get in it anyway, and don't say nothing about it. I was so glad on my job. When it's had to come be at work, kind of not late by 9 o'clock. All the handicapped spots be taken over. All of them. And you know what I'm saying? I don't mind about if you got a handicap. Yeah, fine. Some of them got your auntie, grandmama, a handicap sticker. And no getting well. They not crippled. And they don't have arthritis. And they not old. And this girl, and I will never forget it. Keep me. You know, by she come before I get there. She get her handicap spot. And handicapped. And kind of justified. And no getting well. How the world you be so sick walking and you wear heels every day? High heels. My Lord. And you supposed to be handicapped? Y'all, you know, you all, somebody have to explain that you handicapped and you got heels on and you're in a handicapped spot, parking spot, and yet you said you're handicapped with heels on? Huh. Like I said, somebody needs to explain that to me. Explain that to me, somebody. Please, explain that to me. Yeah. You don't realize it. Because you can talk, you can walk, and you can hear. You don't care about the, you don't care about them, the handicapped people. No, because see, you take your for granted, but you let yourself get so can't talk, and you can't walk, and you can't hear. It's a different story. It's a different story. It's a different story. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm talking about that. I'll be saying themselves. I was so glad when they had to work. I had to work at home. I was so glad. I wish they would never come back to the office. Stay at home. They had all the parking spots and walking better than a 18-year-old person. Sometimes you switching and going on. My God, deliver me. Yes. Oh my Lord. What that? Yeah, I'm the deal with blind Barbados. That's what I'm gonna deal with. He was blind. Oh, he was blind. And he was begging. He was at the gate begging. I had it down. I had it written down. Praise the Lord. I had that. Lord, I'd be fumbling left and right trying to get this stuff together. But never get me around. But let me read this first. 1 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. That's the 3 John 3. 3 John 3. My Lord. Let me get with Mark. I had everything all marked out. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Mark. Let me get it right. Say Ma. Oh, Lord. Say Ma. I had everything all written out. Then when I get ready to be on air, the devil fumbling it up. And the 10. 10:46 through the 52nd verse. Well, I'm not going to read all that. Saint Mark, this is in the New Testament. I'm reading from the King James Version right now. Saint Mark 10:46 through 52 verse, 52nd verse. Okay, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Okay. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And when many charged him that he should hold his peace. Oh, yeah, post something in. Now, they want him to hold his peace, but yet they still follow up behind Jesus. But yet you shut up, blind man. You shut up and you sit there and you be still. Because, see, you in my way. We talking about handicapped people. Okay, but he cried the more. Oh, yes, he had boldness. He had boldness. Jesus was passing by. He had boldness. A great deal. Thy son of David, have mercy on me. I don't blame you. Hold it out. Jesus. Some of us get in church and need to be delivered, and God is using us, or yes, God is blessing us, and God has touched us, and we be says Jesus and going on and crying out to the Lord. Ooh, I wish to run all the way around the church. Sometimes it's time to run all the way around the church. Y'all preacher needs to stop that. Y'all, whenever it suits you. Oh, yeah, and now this time somebody ought to say amen right now. Somebody ought to get up and shout. But yet time you don't want anybody to shout. Oh, she needs to sit down. Set her down. Y'all need to be led by the Holy Ghost. Let them people alone. If they feel it, if the Holy Ghost feel it, yes, you ought to be anointed enough to know when it's God and when it's not God. That's the only thing you need to do. If that God, leave her alone. Leave him alone. If that not God, you're right. set them down. But no, you want to do your, no, you ready to preach then. You want everybody to hear what you got to set in. Yeah. Oh, run around the church. Yeah, they run around the church. They need to run around the church. Get that person and cry out to the Lord. So I'm telling you, too, when you're all bound, all hanging up and been through hell and high water, oh, you're not going to be crying. You're going to cry out. What about you all? When you're in pain, or when God has, when you're in a mess, you let the husband leave you. You let the wife leave you. You cry too. You let the child be sick. You be crying out, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. And you let yourself be sick. You be crying out. Yeah. Yeah, I know how folks do. When you're handicapped, when you can't see, when you can't hear, they ought to sit down somewhere. Oh, Holy Ghost, let me tell you all. I'm talking about the saints now. Well, let me tell you, Christian B. God going to whoop some of y'all real good. And that's why some of y'all going through trouble right now. You done people so wrong. That person need to be delivered. That person is hurt. That person been ruined. Settle down. We don't do it in this church. We don't have it in this church. And you think God pleased with that? And you think God going to let you get by with that? Oh, he got a timetable for you, too. He got a timetable. My Lord. He cried no more. A great deal. Thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Hey, when you cry out with all you got, God stands still. Hey, glory. He stands still. Oh, yes, he does. He stands still. He stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be a good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Oh, yeah, they're 99. The Holy Ghost said, bring them to me. Oh, yeah, they nice and sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, come on. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. Oh, the pastor wants you. They wrote the play for you. The evangelist wants you. The prophet wants you. The bishop wants you. Come on. Y'all, those the same ones told him to shut up and be quiet and be still and shut up. Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. And he came. He came. No. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. I'm dealing with St. Mark 10, 46 through 52 verse. I said I want to read it all, but everything I am. And Jesus answered and said to him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said to him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go thy way. Thy faith, you see what it said, thy faith have made behold, and immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. I'm telling you, blind man. Yeah, y'all do the handicap. He was handicapped. He was blind. Isn't that a form of handicap? My God, my God. He had to want to shut up. They would tell you, shut up. We don't do it here. Shut her down. Put her out. Oh, my Lord. God can whoop some of these preachers real bad. Oh, yeah. He got something for you, too. Yeah, so that's wrong. You need to be led by the knowing of the Holy Spirit. What is that? He kept on crying out to the Lord. The more louder. God stood still. I'm telling you, some of y'all not crying out to the Lord. You're not making him be still to hear what you got to say. Your heart not in. Hey. Your faith not where it should be. You don't believe. Well, this and that. I don't know why. Well, I don't know. Oh, God. But you cry out to him with all you got. God would stand still. Turn around. Oh, what you have? Come on. Come on. See me. Talk to me. Talk to me. As they said, and some people be preaching, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk. Jesus said, talk to me. Tell me about it. Okay. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Yeah, they do people wrong. Yeah, you tired of them. I'm tired of them, too. You know Jesus Christ can die out of that, too. Yeah, I like that part. And people around Jesus Christ. Now, look, now they want Jesus to do something for them. But they didn't want Jesus to do something for that blind man at the blind bottom. No, you be quiet. You be quiet. But, honey, that blind man, he's passing by. I might not get the chance again. This is my opportunity. Lord, if you say who you are, I know that's a good God. And I know he has compassion. I know he has love. I know Jesus. I just want him to hear me. Oh, God. If he just hear me, I know he's going to answer. If he just hear me, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God would answer. Yes. Just talk to him. He wants you to talk to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care if you can't hear, if you can't see, if you can't talk, talk to him. Talk to him. Jehovah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get tired. You get tired of a lot of phoniness. You get tired of phoniness and people dying by the dozens, thousands. Every time you get tired. Get tired. You get tired. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You get tired. Yeah, he called. He called. He called out. You know, you all know I'm telling the truth. People, when you're sick, when you're handicapped, they don't want to be bothered with you. They don't have time. But Jesus stood still. Jesus did. And those behind, that's the part I like too. Yeah, them old hypocrites. Those old hypocrites. Those hypocrites. Come on. Be quiet, honey. But when Jesus, when the anointing stepped in, oh, they can't suck it. They can't suck it. They can't suck it to the anointing. What it said? And Jesus stood still. Yeah. And commanded him to be called. Called him. Well, called him. Okay, go, honey. Yeah, you can see him now. Trying to get to him. Jesus called you. 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 Praise the man. Praise the Lord. Yeah, yeah. That's what God will tell you. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yeah, he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. My God, my God. Jesus answered, what will I that I should do unto thee? When you cry out, with everything in the man, everything you got, he had everything that's on him, he cried out. It wasn't no playing thing. See, we playing too much with the Holy Spirit. We playing with God. We playing with him. We are playing with him. Sometimes you know things not right, but you don't want to pray that hard. You don't pray that long. Well, I've been praying long enough. Jesus prayed, and God, I guess, Simeon, until he was ready to face the cross. You all have not prayed enough when you ready. Lord, whatever comes, whatever may, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. But you're not ready because you're playing games. You're playing church. You got microwave prayer. Yeah. You tell me what God won't do when you get down to it. Oh, when you cry out to him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy. You don't take no long prayer. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me. Tell him down to the nitty gritty what you need. Point thing, what A, B, C. Not a long paragraph. No, this and that. Yeah, when you're in trouble. When you want God to move. And you don't know what to say. Hey, you say, Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus. My God, my God. I see. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I see. Yes, Lord. Oh, my. It's Evangelist Brenda Harris. Talking about, thank the Lord that you can speak. Thank the Lord that you can hear. And thank the Lord that you can walk. Some people can't do it. My Lord. And you don't have compassion on the handicapped. You don't have compassion on the handicapped. Because you're not in that shape. That's why a lot of people suffer right now. When they had an opportunity to help people, they didn't. Oh, their head up in the air. Don't you know some people's head was all up in the air, but the head not up, but the heads are not up in the air now? You got to be careful. Keep your head level with the Holy. Keep your head level with the Holy Spirit. The armor. Don't care. What? Little nobody. We all know you listen to you. Ain't about nothing. Because you a big bitch. A bit apostle, a bit missionary. You know, God, you know, be armor. You can speak. How you doing? You can speak. Praise the Lord. No, they get so high and mighty. My Lord. People get ready.
There's a train coming. Don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage out. We can just face the Lord. You tell us, people, get ready. There's a train to Jordan. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on board. All we need is faith. The deep of harvest. We don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord. You can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Hell, why don't you help me tell them? Get ready for the train to Jordan. Oh, the master's coming. Get on board. Hear the diesel humming. Oh, you don't need no ticket. Hear the
Thank the Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Vance Betty Harris. Praise the Lord. I'm thank the Lord for being here today. I'm dealing with, thank the Lord that you can speak. Thank the Lord that you can hear. And thank the Lord that you can walk. Can't do that. I guess the Lord have me compassion for people. You know, he sent me this broadcast to help the people that people misuse and mistreated. And they don't have no outlet. You know, no outlet. They don't understand things and they need somebody to help them get a breakthrough and help give them words of encouragement. You know, bold are high and mighty. They don't look, you know, they don't look at the underdog. I'm dealing with the underdog. You know, you've been using, you know, you're not, you know, and you're not in those certain cliques at church now. Look at here. You can hang it up now. Then you can hang it up. Yes, you can. It's bad. And you can hang it up by the clique with the preacher, too. Oh, you can hang it up. But that's why God pulled people out. He pulled them out. I want you to be mine. Go to the people, for the people. Not to try to be misused and miss I's and miss B's and miss W's and stuff. No, help everybody, for the people, the rich and the poor, all nations. My God, pray. Pray. Let the anointing do the work. Let the anointing do the work. Man, let the Holy Ghost move. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, so many people out there have been misused and mistreated, Lord, and been talked about and done real bad, Lord. Done bad, Father. Oh, encourage the heart. Raise up the bowed down head. Encourage the heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Send me, oh, God. They have cried. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Dry the tears from the eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Look down on the nobodies. Look down on the outcasts. Look down on the unwanted. Look down on those that can't see. Look down on the one that can't hear. Look down on the one that can't talk, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, encourage their heart, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. Hard, let them cry out to you, Father. Oh, you heal all kinds of diseases. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing hard for you, Lord. We don't know till we've been in that, until we get in that state, until we get in that situation. But Father, in the name of Jesus, look down on the handicapped people. Look down on the Lord. Look down on the handicapped, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All kinds of handicapped. Oh, Lord, touch their body. Touch their mind. In the name of Jesus, touch and move. Move over the airways. Move, Lord. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your touch. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. They feel unwanted. They feel unloved. They feel forsaken. They feel forgotten. Oh, God. But you say, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Hallelujah. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. You gave me this. You gave me this message. Move on this time. Move on this broadcast for the handicapped. Move for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, move. Satan, take your hands off. Loose here, Satan. And I see in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, on the hot seat. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch him on the sound of my voice. Touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, they don't have fine cars. They don't have fine clothes. Oh, Jesus. They don't have fine homes. Oh, yeah, see. They're not in the click, Lord. But, oh, God, they're your child. They're your children, Lord. Look down on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Look down on them, Lord, under our feet, in our soul, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Touch them. Touch them. Hear their body. Say not to them. Let them hear. Let them talk, Lord. Yeah, see. That done spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, release the speech. Release the, Lord, release that tongue. Release the tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh, stop the ears. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, let them be able to walk. Touch the leg, touch the ankle, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move. Touch the ankle, touch the leg, Lord. Straighten them out in the last seat. Straighten out the legs, the fingers, the toes. Under the high seat, in your seat. Under the high soul, in the high seat. Under the high seat, under 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 the high seat. Yes, Lord, lean on the Lord. We need somebody to lean on. We're not in this world by ourselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, my, I see. Oh, Jesus. My God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word says.
Say.
Let the church from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you're feeling or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Copyright to this music. I do not own any of this music. Praise the Lord. I was supposed to say that. I was trying to say that. Sometimes I forget to say it, but I don't own any copyright to this music, to the music that I'm playing. I thank the Lord I'm able to play the music. It helps the broadcast. Yes, it does. It helps the broadcast. And some of y'all like to hear some songs. You like to hear some songs. It helps the flow of the Holy Spirit. Let it go. Let the flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Yes, Lord. Let it flow. Yes. This is Pastor Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Time out. Aren't you glad that you can hear? I know you're glad that you can see, and I know you're glad that you can walk. Oh, talk to me. I know you are. I know you are. I know you are. You can call me at 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. You can call me and just say, yes, I'm glad I can talk. I'm glad I can walk. And I'm glad I can hear. My Lord, my Lord. This is Pastor Betty Harris from you from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. On this broadcast on this Sunday evening. Oh, it's getting fall time. Fall. My fall coming in now. My Lord, my Lord. A little spring, we just had spring, you know. But fall coming. I used to hate. I used to, a long time ago, I used to hate the idea of fall. It just looked like it'd be so sad, and just hate when fall came. I was so sad. I'd be so sad when that fall coming in. But now it doesn't bother me. It's just another season of the Lord. It's just another season for me to say, thank you, Jesus. Another season for me to say, Lord, I thank you. Another season for me to do the work you want me to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. You know, we all go through all kinds of changes. Some of y'all might like summer. Some of y'all want to. But I like spring myself. Spring is nice. But when I'm thinking about spring, with fall fine now, things have changed. You know, as you get older, things happen and you learn to adjust to this or that. Spring, I mean, spring, the flower be blooming and it'd be nice and warm and nice spring day. It really, there's nothing like a nice spring day. And there's nothing like a nice fall day neither. It's a fall day can be nice and pretty. Just cool enough just for a little jacket or something, a sweater. Praise the Lord. This is Vance Betty Harris. Oh, bring you to see the prosperity broadcast. I thank the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. In Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need to realize that. Jesus is the same. What you read in the Bible, he has not changed. When he left, he left the Holy Ghost. He has not changed. Hebrews 13, chapter 8, verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, this is not the King James Version, but it's another version. He the same yesterday, today, and he'll be that month. What it says? What it says? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need to realize that. See, we got to get this thing focused and stay out of mess. One thing you need to stay out of mess. Ask God to forgive you, to repent. Well, I haven't done nothing wrong. Well, you repent even if you think you've done wrong. Even just in case if you have done something wrong. Repent to the Lord. Get it right. Say, Lord, forgive me all my sins and all my shortcomings and all my hatred and all my animosity against me. Forgive me and come into my heart and save me in the name of Jesus. Take all the anger out of me. Some of y'all anger. You just angry. Anger. You're angry. You're angry. Just angry. Just mad. Oh, so. Down through the year. My God, my God. Been ready to mess all through the ages. Your mama dead, or if they're old, your grandparents old, you still holding grudges, still running your mouth, still can't forgive. My God, put that stuff under your feet. The Holy Ghost, come in. Jesus, come in and save me, save me, save me. Some of y'all need to repent and go back to the altar and repent. Some of y'all need to go back to the altar and repent. Repent to the Lord. The Lord, help me. He's the same that he was yesterday. That Bible, he's the same Jesus. I thank the Lord. If you don't have the faith to reach up, who fought this but yours? Reach up. Read that scripture. He's the same today and forever. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My God, my God. And what he read in the Bible, but he, a bottomless, eyes, he would see with sight. Blind bottomman, he would see his sight. Oh, shoot. He cried out to the Lord. May the Lord still steal. And when I read what I'm saying, my honey, you can make God be still, stand still. Yes, you can. God is a good God. They like the him. They like the lady of him. If I can touch the hem of his garment, that faith. You have to have determination. I'm not giving up. I have gone on my knees, and I be down there, and then I can't get a breakthrough, and then I've not to move. I told the Holy Ghost, I said, Lord, I'm not getting off my knees until you bless me. I'm not at church. I'm at home on my knees. I said, Lord, I'm not getting up until you bless me. And I laid on in there, and I said, why, hey. The Holy Ghost came on in. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, you have to tell that devil, I'm not getting up. My God, my God. My God, my God. You got to be stern. You got to be firm. The devil make you give up and God is getting ready to bless you. And you all the time. On my knees, on my knees, this and that. Get you a pillow. If you need 4 or 5 pillows, put them down there. Or just sit on the couch, whatever. Whatever makes you happy that you can sit and talk, cry out to the Lord. You don't have to get on your knees. You lay in your bed, cry out to the Lord. God hear you anywhere. You don't have no special place. Now, I want you to go here unless you got a special place that you go and meet the Lord. Now, that's a different story. You got a certain place to go. But if you want to pray, you're tired. Sometimes you drop down on your knees wherever you are. When you get home, Lord, I help you. I need help. God, my God. Sometimes you get loose in your car. Man, God, people have different places to call out to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. He's the same. I'm not the same. He is the same. My Lord. And he healed everywhere he went. He healed many. My Lord. He said, okay, in St. Luke, I didn't see now, the 5th chapter. Let me see. In St. Luke, let me see. The 5th chapter and the 17th verse. It said, Jesus came down with them and some and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were best with unclean spirits, and they would heal. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, but there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Virtue went out of him and healed them all. But I didn't know, if it gets started holding this, you don't know, I've been converted, but I didn't have the Holy Ghost that I didn't, nobody told me about, laying a hand, so God won't use me. The Holy Ghost is such a church. I was a Baptist all my life till I got to hold it. This is different. I'm not saying nothing, but the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. I didn't have the Holy Ghost. I was converted. I was touched by the Lord. I was touched by myself. I was touched. I was in the room praying to seek the Lord by myself, and the Lord came in. But I wasn't. But at that time, I didn't know about the Holy by speaking in tongues. Let me just say that. I don't know how, but I'll tell you how it went with me. But I was, Lord touched me. He touched me by myself. He touched me. I know he touched me. But I didn't have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And I wanted the Holy Ghost. And I went one Saturday morning. I said, Lord, I'm going to stay here till you touch me, till I speak in tongues. So I was speaking in tongues. When you first get started, you don't know what you're saying. It just come out, It was, praise the Lord. But, yeah, let me get back to this. And, yes, that's what I did. Let me see. And they was, okay. The virtue went out of him. Well, I'll tell you about this later. But when I got in the Holy, I didn't understand. You listen to different radio program about the holiness and laying our hands and speaking and this and that. But nobody ministered to you at all, about this and that. And then later, until you got to holiness. When I joined the Church of God in Christ, I understood a lot bit more. And the lady said, and I didn't understand this, what you said, well, since you told me. So we was praying, so she said. So we laid hands on them in the prayer room. It was on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. It was in the day. She said, so we laid hands on them. And she said, God was using her. She said, God going to use you. She said, because I felt the virtue coming out of you. I felt the virtue. She said, God gonna use you. So God will, when you lay hands and you touch the virtue. That's why people lay hands. And sometimes you ain't lay hands now. But you know what? If you got the Holy Ghost, just speak the word. Just speak the word. The anointing will do it. The anointing carries it. Just like a telephone of wire. Just like a telephone line. Just like a telephone on those telephone poles. The line, honey, just speak the word. Just speak the word. That's all you have to do. Just speak it. Unanointed. Just speak the word. And that's what we got to do. But see, we know, the thing is, we're doing our own thing. We're doing our own thing. Just speak it. You don't have to be there. Speak it. Speak it on the telephone. Pray for folks on the telephone. The virtue. Yes. Go through the telephone wire. The virtue. Just speak it across the room. Just speak the word. Heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal her. Heal him. Do whatever. Whatever that is. Yeah, the anointing. The virtue. Coming out of you. Yeah, the virtue. There was a, and there went virtue out of him and healed them all. The Holy Ghost, you know, the virtue. You know, we got to get deep in this thing. This thing is for real, and God got it for us. We playing church. Yes. Yeah. Pray for the people. No, I can't touch people. But look, if God got me on the air, he wanted me to be anointed. So all that I need to do is speak the word. Speak it. Take it, Peter. But let the virtue come out of you. Out of you. Have to do. It's down in you. It's stirred up in you. Let them feel it. Let them feel the electricity. Let them feel that power. Let them feel that anointing. And you feel it. I feel it. Sometimes you go out there, my God. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Okay, let me play a song for you. Praise the Lord. This broadcast, the devil get in these wives and stuff.
I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Yeah, man, but also with my Lord, St. Matthew, the 8th chapter, St. Matthew 8. And let me see. In the 5th, St. Matthew 8, King James Version, 8, 5, 6, and 7, and 8, 9. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, they came to him a centurion, beseeching him, and said, Lord, thy servant lies at home, sits up to palsy, grievous tormented. Praise the Lord. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. He said, this man was a wise man. He meant business. He was a smart man. That centurion answered and said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I am not worthy that I should come under my roof. But speak the word only. Speak the word only. And my servant shall be healed. Speak the word. For I am a man on authority, having soldiers underneath. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And then we read down to the 13th verse. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. It all boiled down to is faith. Faith. Jesus here, the anointed, have faith. Some of y'all don't have the faith. Oh. You know what? Some of y'all want us to have faith for you. Well, and have faith. We need to have faith. All this. Just speak the word. Just speak it. That's what I'm doing to you all. I'm just speaking the word. Y'all reach up and get the blessing. I'm speaking word. I'm just speaking. And as the anointing flow, reach up and get the blessing. I'm just speaking it. Oh, yeah, I can't be with you. I can't be where you are. But over the airways, it's growing over the airways, growing over all the electronic devices, radio, TVs, whatever y'all using. I'm not on TV yet, but who knows? One day I probably will be. Is we on YouTube or whatever. But I'm on God's station. I'm on the radio, that's the truth. I'm on the radio, praise God. And I can't be there. But he want me just say it, just pray it. And I do the rest, just pray it. Let them reach up by faith and get it. Reach up by faith, reach up and get the blessing. The blessing is right there, reach up and get the blessing. My God, not the same as it was yesterday. Today and forevermore, he's the same God. We read it. Jesus is the same. He had not changed. He's the same Jesus we read about in the Holy Bible. He's the same Jesus. He's the same one with all power in his hands. He's the same one that died on the cross. He's the same one and got up with all power in his hands. Same one. He had not changed. We have changed. He has not changed. He's the same one. Reach up and get your blessings. Reach up and get your healing. Reach up and get your deliverance. Hallelujah. Speak the word. To that thing. Speak in the name of Jesus. Speak the word. Some of y'all got the power. Speak it, speak it, speak it. You got the power in you. Speak it, speak it, speak it. Now, Lord, my Lord. And the devil got to be speak it, speak it, speak it. Speak it. Go around in your house. Something you need. Speak the word. Speak it in the name of Jesus. Where they saying is, try to find something in your house. Lord, you don't know who this is. Just speak the word. Holy Ghost, I've done it more than time. Where is the Holy Ghost? I don't know where it is. Holy Ghost, show me where it is. Bring it to me. And then after a while, I find it. I run across it. You know how you look for something and you can't find it? I call the Holy Ghost all the time. Holy Ghost, now where is this? Where is it? Oh, Jesus. Holy Ghost, where is it? That's where I talk to the Holy Ghost. I sure do. Because I'm talking to a human being. Holy Ghost. Now, Holy Ghost, you got to help me with this. Holy Ghost, now how to do this? Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I sure do. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, no lie. He doesn't lie. He know where everything is. He know how to get everything done. And he know where it is, who it is, and where you need to go, whatever. Call on him. My God, we got the power. The power. Use it, use it, use it. The same Jesus. The same Jesus. He has not changed. Has he changed since the time? He has not changed since the time you was a little girl. Has he? The same Jesus. Talking about the same Jesus. They read the same scripture. They might have a different version, but it's the same thing. Jesus is Jesus. And you put it in the King James Version, and you put it in the New International Version, and you put it in the Amplified Version, Jesus is still Jesus. He's still Jesus. He's still Jesus. He has not changed. He's still Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. No matter what, you're like your name, no matter where they put you, if your name is my name is Betty, wherever I go, you don't have to put tight on me, it's Betty. Wherever I go, it's still Betty. It's still Betty. All these years, it's still Betty. It has not changed. It's still Betty. Tomorrow, it's still going to be Betty. The next day, I'm still alive, it's still going to be Betty. And then, you know, Jesus is the same. He's the same. It's still Jesus. It's still Jesus. No matter how you put it, it's still Jesus. And what you say, it's still Jesus. Let's get for real. Let's get this thing together around here. Don't no chucking and jiving around here. My Lord, my Lord. No sugarcoating around here. You know, they want, well, nuh-uh, I'm wild. I'm a renegade. Yes, I'm wild. And the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's it. Wild in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's right. So, you know what? God got me. He got me. Mm-mm. No. Well, the devil said, Lord, I want you on that missionary board. He told me that. The Lord told me, the devil, I want you on that missionary board. He sure told me. He told me to because you're explosive mouth. He because of the anointing. He don't want you on that missionary board. I had to go three times to get on there. But the third time, God said, don't worry. I got it. And he had it. I got on that too. Huh? That's where the Lord was. Well, said the devil, he told me in a dream. The devil did not, he told me when time to get on the missionary board at my church, and he said the devil did not want you on that. He told me that in the dream. He said, they're not, he said, because you're an explosive mouth. The anointing. He said, he does not want you on that because of the fire down inside you. He does not want you on that missionary board. And he didn't. But I got on there. As the Lord, I went to my pastor three times. The third time, don't you tell me what the Holy Ghost won't do. He bring all the high places down for you. He said, don't go anymore. He said, don't go to him anymore. And I didn't. He said, I'm going to take care of this. He said, I got it. And don't y'all think that, look, don't y'all think that y'all come, some of y'all, some of y'all, do y'all think that? Do some of y'all think that the Lord really called me? Do you think I'm really a missionary? Do you think I'm really been called by the Lord? Do you really think that? You know, it took me so long, so hard to get a mission. But you think I was a missionary? You think God used me to speak to His people all over the world? Think about it. I'm a renegade. Huh? What's that? Oh, I'm a renegade. But I'm on an anointing. Stand up on an anointing. No. Now get down. The Holy Ghost, get down. Yeah, the enemy attacking. Oh, but I got Jesus, the same God, the same Jesus. I'm reading about it. Yes. Is it bad, bad to have it? Let me pray. I guess this time I'm talking a little bit loud, but I'm talking. Praise the Lord. But I have 2 hours, so you know you got to let the flow go. You got to flow with it. The time. You don't want me over this air. Oh, she ain't saying nothing. She ain't what you say. Well, were you lacking or not? Say something. I do what the Lord leads me. Just keep on going. Just keep on grinning. Keep on praising the Lord. Keep on talking to the Lord. He all I got. My Lord. Let me have a sign, smile. My Lord, I've really been talking this time. Jesus Christ. I got to pray more.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Right now. Show would hate to see you give them down.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when
better.
You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you, my.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that?
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Let's get ahead, bring you to the prosperity broadcast. I'm talking about top of the day. Thank the Lord that you can see. Thank the Lord that you can hear. And thank the Lord that you can walk. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people can't see. A lot of people can't hear. A lot of people can't walk. Be taken for granted. You know why you never thought about when you look at handicapped people? You don't even think about handicapped people. Because you know what? You're not handicapped. If you're handicapped, you're really concerned about the handicapped people. But you're not handicapped to that, but you care less. You care less. Get in, like I speak before, get in, stay out of these parking lot, a handicapped parking spot, if you're not handicapped. Stay out of it. Stay out of, don't drive in them. In the name of Jesus, touch them. Those that under the sound of boy, that when they know they're not a handicapped driver, are taking the handicapped spot, parking space. Get a hold to them, Father. Touch it when they drive in, they touch it. Touch that car. Turn that car around, Holy Ghost. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Leave those handicapped parking spot alone when you're not handicapped. You yawn. That pin of energy, walk good. And you don't get in the parking spot for the handicapped. So you're too lazy to walk. Shoot. It's raining. But what about when it's raining for the handicapped people? It takes them a longer time to get out and then to get in the store and get in, you know, get away from and get out of the rain and the cold. My Lord. We're talking about some of these are Christian people too. Do stuff like that. Talking about the Lord. My Lord, save. Saint Paul, feel the Holy Ghost. Some of them like that, some of them do it too. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Pray Father in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Tell me what to say, Lord. Take control of this broadcast. Let it go far and near. Anoint it. Anoint the words that come out of my lips. Give me how to pray, what to pray, and how to pray, what to say. In the name of Jesus. Touch those that tuning me in, Lord. Oh, touch. I come against that generation curse. That generation account. That generation curse account. Lima. Of diabetes. I come against that generation curse in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The generation bloodline. The bloodline. Clear the blood. Clean the blood. Oh, clean the blood. Come get the bloodline in the name of Jesus. Bloodline. The bloodline. Clean that bloodline. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Is there any forgiveness needs to be done in the name of Jesus? Forgive us, Lord. Forgive those bloodlines. Forgive them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, bloodline, those counts of bloodline. The Harris counts of bloodline in the name of Jesus, bloodline. That demon, that counts of the demon in the bloodline. I come against it. I cut the cord. I cut the yoke in the name of Jesus. I destroy those demonic forces that come against the Harris family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we counsel sale all over their body, and then I see in the name of Jesus. Come against the bloodline, the blood flow. Oh, Lord, clean the blood. Purify the blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bloodline, so many bloodline, those that under the sound of my voice, in their bloodline, diabetes, some of my diabetes, some of my alcoholics. Some of our prostitutes, some of our lesbians, some of our homosexuals. I come against the bloodline, the spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let deliverance take place. Clean the bloodline. Clean the blood. The blood, the blood. Purify the blood. In the name of, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Those in the sick bed, heal their body on the sound of my voice. Heal, touch, touch. Touch, touch. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those are financial problems. I mean, y'all see in the name of Jesus. Touch that finance, Father. Let them start paying their tithes and offering, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose that money. Loose that money, Lord. And now, in the name, I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sitting there. Don't send tithes. Don't send offerings to anybody that's carrying the word of God. Oh, God. Touch the heart. Touch the heart. Touch the heart to send to bless and bless. The blessing. We can't beat your blessing. We can't beat your giving, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, you're the giving God. You're the giving God. You give all. You give all. You gave your son, God. You gave your son. That's all. That was all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch knee problems, Lord. After violence. This is springtime. Oh. Well, summer's getting over. It's Lord, it's fall time, and it's when it changed the weather, the enemy get busy. The joints started hurting in the body, sitting in the neck, in the joints. I come against those joints. I come against that spirit, the arthritis spirit, in the name of Jesus. That spirit that the weather brings, change the weather. Oh, I feel it in my knees. I feel it in my ankle. I feel it in my joints. I feel it in my hip, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I turn that demon around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Glory, 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 glory. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Those people that can't, those that got acid reflux, I come against that spirit, acid reflux, the digestive spirit. Let them be able to eat that food and everything. And Lord, give them what to eat and how to eat. Father, in the name of Jesus. There's room for everything. Oh, there's a way to do everything, Father, but make a way. Oh, give us a revelation what to do, how to do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those are the going for the operation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, going to the operating room. Those with this COVID-19, heal their body, Father. Touch their body, touch their body, touch their body. Touch their body from the crown of the head to the toe of their feet, the lungs, clear the lungs. Clear the lungs in the name of Jesus. Let that breathing come forth. That breathing in the name of Jesus. Breathe in the name of Jesus. Breathe in the name of Jesus. Those lungs. Oh, yeah, I see in the name of Jesus. Oh, the pneumonia. Come get the pneumonia spirit in the name of Jesus. Come get the pneumonia spirit in the name of Jesus. Touch that body. Oh, touch that body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch someone's, Lord. That pneumonia. I come against that pneumonia in her body that attack her body. Clear the lungs. And I see in the name of Jesus. Clear the lungs. In the name of Jesus. Clear the lungs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I know I see in the name of Jesus. Clear the lungs, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That bronchitis. Under the I see. Even in our soul. In the name of Jesus. Touch those lungs. Touch those lungs. How do y'all see in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Those people need a sense of rest. They don't know what to do, how to do it, what to do, who to see, who not to see, or where to go, where not to go. Touch. Give a sense of direction. Oh, send a word to them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. To the sole of their feet. Hip surgery. Someone got to have a hip surgery. Oh, knee surgery. Oh, touch, Lord. Heal the knees. Heal the hip, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, that's the hand. Go down in the operating room. Go on for the operation. God, that's the hand. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, deal with them. Calm their spirit down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If healing to take place, heal them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. And I see in the name of Jesus. But they won't even need operation. In the name of Jesus. Heal. But they won't even need operation, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah. See in the soul. New cars. And I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move. Move in the atmosphere. Under the sea. Ah, yeah, see. Those demons traveling in the atmosphere. I come against those demonic forces. Hallelujah. I see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need you. 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 We need you, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Presence
yes.
of the Lord yes. is here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. This is that Betty Harris from you from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. God is so good. God is so good. Just have to do what God tell us to do. Some of y'all not doing what God wants you to do. My God, my God. I don't know. I'm trying all I know how. Just be a stick in the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. He brought me from a mighty long way. I thank the Lord for that. Yes, he has. He brought me from a mighty long way. With his broadcast, he brought me from a mighty long way. Yes, he did. My God, my God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Meet. Oh, there is joy He's near.
So on this life journey,
oh! The journey through life has been bittersweet.
Oh, been a little bad.
The courage.
The courage.
Just go.
We don't go to the altar. God got everything we need. We try to do it ourselves. My Lord, my Lord. Mrs. Betty Harris, yes I am. From Memphis, Tennessee. Praise the Lord. Too close.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life, I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. like I'm going up. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror, too close to the mirror, too close to the mirror to see what you see in me.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. This is Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We're from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. On this Sunday evening, praise the Lord. You can call, you can write me every, no, you write me. Yeah, you can't write me. Post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. You call this number while I'm on the air, 347-850-1971. Then you catch me on Facebook. After I can come off the air, I put this on Facebook. Then you can, and you can go to Blog Talk Radio and pull me up. The seed of prosperity. Oh, God, there are many ways you can put me up. You can hear everything I ever preach on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Put me up. And believe me, one of them topics going to hit you. One of them topics, out of 200 some topics, some of them going to hit you right where it hurts, right where you need it, right where you've been wounded. He's going to heal up every wound that you have been wounded. Praise the Lord. God's in his room. No matter how you've been beat up and cut up, the Lord can hear you. He can take away the pain. He can take away the suffering. He can put joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy. Oh, he put joy back in your heart. Joy. Not happiness, but joy. That's your strength. When they told me the joy of the Lord is your strength, Sister Harry, I received it. I received that means about 8 or 10 years ago. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Things rough. But yes, things get rough. Woo, woo, woo. Yes, it does. But the joy of the Lord, just know who he is. He's the same God. He's the same Jesus. He's the same Jesus that died on the cross so many years ago. Just ain't the same Jesus. My God. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. The same one. He has not changed. We have changed. But he has not changed. Oh, he still got all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Call out on me. Call me. Talk to me. Oh, yeah. Not your sister, not your brother, not the pastor, not the bishop, not the mama, not the grandmama, but talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Hallelujah. 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 Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. We got to talk to him. My God, my God. He don't want it to work it out for us. He does the impossible. Oh, God. He did with the impossible. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read Proverbs 14:23. This is good. This is not the King James Version, but it is another version. Those who work hard make a profit. But those who only talk will be poor. Isn't that something? Proverbs 14:23. Those who work hard make a profit. If you make hard, you're gonna make a profit. But those who only talk will be poor. You know, people People something there. They running their mouth. Some of them don't want to work. They lazy. You gonna always be poor. But people that work, they gonna make a profit. They gonna get something. You don't have to. You start working, you won't have to be. So you be independent something. No, we had to work and get ourselves together sometime and pull out, you know, and work until we get things together. But look, people lend you money crooked with a job than they will without a job. But they don't ask you, how can you pay me back and you don't have a job? You hear me? You hear me talking? And Hebrews 13:8, let me keep saying it. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same forever. You can take that to the bank. You can bank on it. Put it down. Write it down. Write it down on a tablet. Write it down on your table. Write it down in your hand. Write it down in your car. Write it down on your wall of your house. Yeah. Jesus is the same. My God. Yesterday, today, and forever. My Lord. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Psalms 103:3. God is a good God. What they say? Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, Lord. God is good. My topic today was thank the Lord that you can see. Thank the Lord that you can hear. And thank the Lord that you can walk. Thank the Lord for that. We take it for granted. I can't say that to him. Yeah, we take things for granted. We're doing right. We're doing this and that. And that's why some of us can't take it now. It's so hard because our head been up in the air. You know, when you're used to having a lot and your bills paid and you got driving nice cars and you're able to meet your car note and able to meet your mortgage, you know, and able to buy this and able to go on vacation and two or three times a year and go to this resort and that retreat. But when the things started shifting and things started moving, it's a different feeling. You know, you're not high and mighty then. You're looking all pitiful then. You're looking pitiful and sad looking. It hurts you. It hurts. That's why you need to say no. I don't get got $1 million. Be humble. Because you just like you got that million today, you can lose it that day or you lose it after a while. You got to get a hold of yourself. High and mighty. God was armor. He was compassion. He wanted to see you have something. He wanted to see you prosper. He wanted to see you be blessed. He wanted to bless you. You know, when we want everything for ourselves. Yes, Lord. Yes. Misuse the handicap. Don't think about the handicap. Yeah. The handicap think they throw it away. They not throw it away. The Lord love you. The Lord love you, handicapped people. He love you. If you can't see, he still love you. If you can't hear, he still love you. If you can't talk, he still love you. He love you. You know, they get started a long time ago. They had to fight. People had to go to Congress. To pass a law for the disability people to have a ramp in different on these different buildings and fellow buildings and need churches too. One why they didn't have ramp to roll the wheelchair up. You know you need a ramp to roll the wheelchair. Without a ramp, it's never hard lifting up people in the wheelchair and stuff. But you roll them up, push them up. It's hard sometimes even push them up, but you can do a lot of pushing than you can lifting. And now they got ramp. Now, I need to have ramp a long time ago. But they had to pass a law. Didn't that son have to pass a law for them to have, mandatory of them have ramp for the handicapped and get up and down and go in these different buildings? That is ridiculous. Handicapped have had a hard time. Yes, they have. Had a hard time. You don't know, you know, nobody elderly people. Shoot, they have had a hard time. They need ramp to hold on to. Push them up and down in the wheelchair. We don't think about the handicap. We don't think about them. No, because you know why? So we not handicapped. That's why we don't think about them. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yeah, this, y'all, we're right to Evangelist Betty Harris. Listen to me. Keep on listening to me. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Listen to Evangelist Betty Harris. See what you have to say. Let me see what you got to say this time. Let me see what you're talking about this time. Yeah, come on, come on. Because I will surprise you. Because I surprise myself. I will surprise you. Tell them to come on, listen to this crazy woman on this air, on this airwaves. Oh, she wild. Yes, I am. I'm a renegade. I sure am. Why? I sure am. I believe in serving the Lord. I believe in doing right. But look, don't tie me down. Don't hit me in the corner now. Praise the Lord. I do what God tell me to do and not what you tell me to do. I got to do God's work. Got to do what he tell me to do. I'm a renegade. No. Don't tell me anything. So, I'm not a yes woman. Yes. No. Why? I'm a why lady. Why? Because I said so, They're not good enough for me. Why? Don't come with me because I said so, because I'm not gonna receive it. I'm a renegade. Oh, no. You don't mention them like them cowboy pitchers. They a renegade. That's what a lady told me. She ministered me to the sister. How you a renegade? Yeah, hold me in a pen. Hold me a certain way. Now, you going to do this way, sister. Now, this way, you got to do this thing. You do it this way, if you won't do it. Well, you know what? I won't do it. I got to do the way the Lord want me to do it. And that is your way. It's different from the Lord's way. I'm not doing it. Therefore, you sit down. Okay, I'm going to sit down. I sit down. But the Lord brought me up. This is the Lord. This is the Lord. This is the only God could have done. Only. God brought me up like a whirlwind. But you listen to the events that they have. You don't know what I have to say. And I don't know what I have to say each week at the end. I be praying, Lord, what you want me to say? Lord, what you want me to speak about? I pray about it, Father, in the name of Jesus. As I go out there, I bless the people that tune me in, touch their body, touch their finances, in the name of Jesus. Move in their household. Move on those marriages, Father. Move on those children. Save them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Save that marriage. Oh, save them. Take your hands off of that, out of that marriage, in the name of Jesus. Where that bickering and arguing, that peace and love come between them like it used to be when they first got married, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they first started dating, Lord, there was love between them. Now they're hatred and animosity and cussing and fighting in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, the children cussing the mama cussing the children. I come against those spirits of violence in the name of Jesus, up and down the street, shooting. I come against those violence in the name of Jesus. Save these people. Save these shooters. Save these shooters, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save these shooters. They shoot in the name. Don't care who they shoot in the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord. Angels, come in the room. Come in the car where they are. Get hold to those guns. Touch them. Let them see you. Angel, let them see you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord, go in those different cars where they shooting on the highway, on the expressway, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the neighborhood. Praise the Lord. People scared. They scared to even go. They scared to stay in the house. They scared to Lord to stay out the house. But they have to go in. But shield and protect them, Father. Shield the young babies, Father. Been shot. They've been shot for nothing, Father. They got the young life ahead of them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go in the schoolroom. Oh, touch, save. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yeah. Glory. Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord. Well, thank the Lord for all that tuned me in. I'm getting out the air. Praise the Lord as I go out. Praise the Lord. I thank you all for tuning me in. Keep on tuning me in. Keep on praying for His Majesty, Brother Harry. Show no. My Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless you real good. May the Lord bless you real good. My Lord. All right, name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God.